My lady, there is a messenger here for you. He motioned to a runner boy, who looked like he had indeed lived up to his title and had run through the palace to find me. Speak. The runner bowed. My lady, Pharaoh's wounds are festering.
Festering? My heart began to pound. It is too early for such a thing. Who told you this?
The boy shrugged.
One of Pharaoh's guards sent me. I don't know his name.
Describe him, Intef said.
Tall, the boy said.
Shaved head. Think, boy, Intef said. Tell me something about the man that you would not say about anyone else.
He has a mark on his arm, the boy said. It is a snake curled around in a circle and eating its own tail.
It could be any of his personal guard, my lady, Intef said. They all bear such a mark.
What does he mean that Pharaoh's wounds are festering? I asked the boy.
He shrugged again.
That was the whole message he bade me bring you. Pharaoh's wounds are festering. He didn't say why he was sending you, or what I should do about it.
No, my lady. He only said that I was to find the queen at once and say these words to her face. Pharaoh's wounds are festering.
Fine, you have told me, I said. Intef, see that the boy receives a trinket of some sort.
I started down the hall. Intef spoke briefly to Tuta, who was taking over at my door, and then quickly took his usual place in front of me.
Have you ever seen a wound that festered so quickly? I asked. It has only been 2 days since my brother was injured.
None except where poison was involved. Intef's tone was grim.
Poison?
I can think of no other explanation.
If poison was involved, this was no accident, I said.
Did you ever doubt that?